Last Friday was International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Holocaust denial is being empowered as part of the continued rise of anti-Semitism. Shared some of the stats from the Anti-Defamation League about the number of people who believe anti-Jewish tropes. Last time we were together, attacks against Jews have increased by 30% year to year, and that's an increase of an already increasing number, by the way. That great part happens when those tropes are pretty much validated directly, indirectly, in great part by a so-called NBA star player, a popular singer, former president who embraces that singer, goes on from there. There are actually people who are spreading lies about the Jews who today serve in Congress. One of those also now apparently envisioning herself as the next vice president of the United States. We have Representative Josh Gottheimer, who's now leading an effort to create a mandate that the Holocaust and its factual history, be taught in schools nationwide. That will no doubt bother the ignorant, but at the same time, it will hopefully educate those who will be charged with preserving that promise of never again. Why is this idea vital? Well, according to a study from the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, 1 in 10 young Americans believes that the Holocaust never happened. And almost a quarter, 23% to be precise, believe it's a myth or that number of Jews who were killed has been exaggerated. Meanwhile, 12% of people responding say that they have never heard or don't think they've heard the word Holocaust before. You can look at social media BS being really the main catalyst for a lot of these findings. There are opportunities everywhere, every state, most major cities, to learn more. For example, at the Museum of Jewish Heritage, that's at 36 Battery Place in New York City, learn more about the true history of the Holocaust. There's also, of course, the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum down in Washington. Think about this. So every day we come closer to losing that very valuable first-person history about that horror. When that last survivor leaves us, will that open the door more wide for the deniers? Well, if we let it happen, it's really on us.